Hello, and you are listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place, where answers and questions are often the same, and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit. Episode 10. How about that moat? You are in phase 3. I think we need a bigger moat. From the folder of Billy Hobbs, article from the Red Rabbit Patch. Article title, Stay Out, Trespassers Irk Officials, by Josh Aranax. Officials are warning residents not to enter the restricted area on the northern boundary of town. The area, owned by Poker Flats Industries, is marked by various signs and a 6-foot-tall fence. However, recently people have been caught trespassing in the area. They are digging holes under it, Sheriff Panetti said at a press conference, referring to the fence. Not only is this illegal, it's dangerous. We're not just trying to keep people out of the area for no reason. It's not safe. Poker Flat Industries has not offered many details about the area, other than saying that there are various ditches and holes in the land that could cause injury if anyone were to fall into them. Panetti says, Contrary to the rumors, there are no monsters in the field, no big bad wolf. However, there are a number of ditches as well as a quarry that could cause serious injuries should someone fall into them. We are not trying to be cryptic. We are simply trying to keep people safe. Sheriff Panetti was not so tactful in his response to the recent rumors about unidentified animals lurking in the town. Look, he says, if people want to buy stories about a big bad wolf in the field causing all types of mayhem at night, then I also have a bridge I'd like them to buy from me. I don't mean to sound rude, but we got kids digging holes and running around the area at night. Someone is going to get hurt or worse. It needs to stop. According to authorities, police have arrested several people over the last week for trespassing, many of them spurred by recent rumors of a so-called monster in the field. To any future would-be monster hunters, Sheriff Panetti had one simple warning. We will catch you and we will arrest you, not to mention hit you with a $500 fine. If you want to play make-believe, I'd stick to my own backyard. Also, the sheriff wants to remind everyone about a mandatory curfew set for Friday night. Poker Flat Industries will be conducting mandatory safety drills in compliance with town laws. Panetti says, It's run-of-the-mill. Though the crackpots might not believe me, but I can assure you it's going to be more paperwork than anything. So please, stay inside and watch some TV. Do everyone a favor. Be safe. Officials also encourage parents to take their children into the basement if they are worried about them becoming frightened during the drills. In fact, all concerned citizens are encouraged to do the same. Remember, going down to the basement keeps everyone safe.
Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.